Okay, we are on today's daf Chaf Gimel. We're on the bottom line of Chaf Beis Amid Beis. The daf today is sponsored by Ari and Aliza Ginsberg, Le'il Nishmas Menachem Yaakov Ben Aaron Baruch Halevi. So the Mishnah had said, we'll just read the Mishnah again because it's very short. Hakol Ksher and Lichtov Es Haget. Anybody can write a get. Afilu Cheresh Shota V'Katan. Even a Cheresh, even a Shota, even a Katan. How could such people write a get? They don't have das. The Gemara will ask that in a second. Ha'isha Kosevah says Gita. A woman can write a get. We said this already. Va'ish Kosev Eshovro. And the man can write a receipt, even though normally now that's backwards. Normally a man writes a get, and normally the woman writes the receipt that she receives her ksuva. But it can be reversed. Why? Because really, all we care about are the signatures. The signatures is what's going to effectuate the get, and so it doesn't make a difference who writes it. All we care about is who verified it. So the Gemara asks, for halav bnei dayaninu, how can a cheresh shota and a katan be in charge of writing a get? They have no das. How can they write a get? They have no das. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, v'hu shahaya gadol omed al gabav. Yes, you know what you have? You have an adult who is standing over the child, or the shota, or the cheresh, instructing them about lishma. If you have that, how does that work? How does that work? So Tosfos explains that you train and you're mazir the katan or the other two to have lishma, and you keep lishma. Don't forget about lishma. Don't forget about lishma. So they can have lishma. That's what Tosfos says. The Rashba says a similar idea. The mice, the katan's actually the one writing it. The katan's sitting there writing it. He's 12 years old, but he has a tremendous ability to write. Beautiful, beautiful sofer. He's writing, and the adult is, the adult's kavana of lishma, so to speak, transfers into the katan by him being omer agabov. So the Chassam Sofer asks, if that's true, then why don't we say the same thing by a goy? We're going to have in a minute that a goy doesn't, we don't allow a goy to write a get. Why not? So the Gemara is going to answer, and the Chassam Sofer answers that this applies, this makes sense, because the goy has independent das. As we'll see in a second. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, El Mayata, but if that's true, Ovid Kochavim, so a goy. V'Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, Hachinami de Kosher. So if a guy is standing over the guy, if a Jew is standing by the guy, an adult, a guy, your neighbor, and he's writing the get, and you're telling him about Lashma, why isn't that good? So the Gemara answers, V'chitei mahachanami, maybe that is good. V'hatani, well, it's not good. Over kochavim puzzle. Over kochavim cannot write a get. Why not? Omid al gabav. So the Gemara says, Ovid kochavim l'daitei denafshe ovid. A guy, as Rashi points out, has d'ha gadol hu v'yesh bo das. What that means is as follows. A cheresh shota v'katan, they're considered to have a blank slate. They don't have das. They're not b'nei das. They're considered to have a blank slate. If you're standing there, training them about lishma, it'll register. But a guy, he's an adult. Happens to me, he's not a Jew. So you can tell him lishma from today till tomorrow. The Gemara assumes that a guy can do whatever he wants. He can think whatever he wants. He can think whatever he wants. That's a problem. He can think whatever he wants. So your kavana can't transfer to him the way he transfers to a katan, because a katan is considered someone to have a blank slate, and not a guy. A guy is a full functioning adult. You're going to tell him, he'll tell you lishma? We don't know what he's thinking. What about dvarim shebalev yena dvarim? If he says, I have lishma. I understand. It has to be for this woman. I'm not stupid. It has to be for this woman. Otherwise, there's a problem of intent. Guy can understand that. So he said, listen, I did it. I 100%. You were standing here on top of me. You kept telling me to have lishma for your wife. And I did it. So what's the problem now? We're thinking maybe as Rashi says. Where is it? Gomar Belibo, Shema, Gomar Belibo, Lashem Acher. Maybe he was thinking about someone else. Right? Not even intentionally. Just, you know, not even to ruin this. He was thinking about a different woman. I'm going to, right, maybe I'll do this. My cousin should divorce. Who knows what he's thinking? Unlike a cotton who we think has a Blake flight. So what about Dvarim Shevalei Vein Dvarim? Who cares what his inner thoughts were? That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe the mice, the Mamochiach, that he doesn't have proper Lashma. maybe because you have to stand there. I don't know. I thought the question was better than the answer. But there's an interesting machlokas haposkim that comes out of this Rashi. Rashi says, Shema hu gamar b'libo l'shem acher. Maybe the guy is thinking about someone else. Maybe he has in mind a different woman. In other words, this is a lishma problem. All the mafarshim read into Rashi that it's a suffik. It's a suffik, not a vaday no good. Maybe the guy did have good lishma. Who knows? Maybe he did. So if Shlomo Zalman says, let's assume the guy was told to write a get, and he does it. And he asks him, by the way, was it lishma? He says, yeah, I did it lishma, I know the rules. Then he becomes a ger. And now he's a Jew. And now he says, yeah, I wrote that when I had lishma, 100%. So Shlomo Zalman says, it would be 100% kosher. 100%. Why? Because a Jew now is verifying, the only way he could have it is if he becomes a ger. A Jew now is verifying what a guy did. It happens to be himself. But that's just a coincidence. That's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman says. Others argue. The Chazon Ish, the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, no. Forget that. A guy is not in the parsha of Lashma. He's not considered. The Chazon Ish calls him a Bar Hachi. He's not a Bar Hachi for Lashma. I don't care if he became a ger the next day and was made on his earlier action. He's not a Bar Hachi for Lashma. Moshe, right? Eliyahu HaNavi himself could verify the guy. It doesn't make a difference. And the best way is he becomes a ger, and now he's made on himself. So Shlomo Zalman bought that. The Chazon Ish said, absolutely not. He's not a bar, he's not a lishma here. There's not a lishma to talk about. Right? And the Reb Chaim said the same thing. The guy's mufka from lishma. It's not that we're not sure. Rashi seems to say it's a suffix. I don't know if Reb Chaim is arguing on that, but he'll say that there's no way to be mavar that suffix. There's no way, like, halach it's a suffix. Can't be mavar that suffix by him becoming a ger. I thought that was fascinating. Say the Chazon Ish said the same thing. He's not a bar hachi. So he can be made on himself all he wants. Won't change anything. Yeah?
It's not that, yeah, maybe he won't have, but yeah, so, the fact that he can't rely on his, he can't rely on his being the Shema, just causes him completely.
Exactly.
If it is that if he did have a Shema, it's good, it's not.
Right, but we're never going to be Mavar that suffix. Right. See, if he becomes a Ger, it's irrelevant. Right, but Shlomo Zalman argued on that. Right, it's very interesting. The Misvara, Reb Shlomo Zalman, is difficult.
Yes.
It's very difficult. Yeah. Oh, we're going to get to Eved Kenani. That's the whole on the base. So tzitzis, there's a machlokas if you can have Oved Agabov. And one of the reasons why we hold, the Mishnah Berurah there says, it's a very big shas adchak, you should rely on a guy. One of the reasons is because it takes such a long time to weave tzitzis. That how long can you stand there? Being Omer Al Gabov Lishma Lishma Lishma. That's one of the reasons why, right? It's the limited amount of time you can be on top of this guy, by a goy. That's one of the reasons why Lishma. In other words, me in theory it might work, Omer Al Gabov. But it took such a long time to spin tzitzis. How long can the guy have Lishma? So now I don't know how long it takes to write a get. Someone pointed out yesterday. You go through the entire Masechta. You don't know what a get looks like. No text. There's no, right? We have no idea. It's amazing. You have a whole Masechta of Gittin, doesn't say one time what a get looks like. What's the text of a get? It might. Rashi might, but I don't know if the Shas does. It's a very interesting idea, right? You have the whole Masechta of Truma, so it never once says that a Kohen has to give Truma. Never once. It's like 11 Prokim, it's a very long Masechta, it never once says that. The Shas is fascinating. Yes, yeah, so getting back. I don't know how that would play into it. So by matzah, the same thing. We had it already by the matzah of a kusi, right, if the nizer. So, but that, I know that by tzitzis, that's one of the svaras. Since it takes such a long time, how long can you have a lishma for the guy? How long can it be obed al-gabah that's going to work? After a while, it starts to, you know, it's human nature. You start to lose interest. Okay, next. Now, Amr of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, you know what? Lav milsehi da Amri. What I said is incorrect. Dimidika pasalei la'ovid kochavim l'inyin haba. Since we don't allow a guy to be a shliach, since we don't allow that, michlal the inyan ksiva kosher. Obviously, for ksiva, it would be good. D'tanya, we have a brisa that says, I'm sorry. Since we know that the only thing we said about a goy is that he can't be a shliach, it must be that for a get, for writing, it's good. I've v'tanya over kochav and posel. of a chacham is no good. So the Gemara says, "Hahi, Rebbe Lazar, now that's Rebbe Lazar, the Amar Edom is here, Karsi, who said it has to be written lishma, ubeinan ksiva lishma, v'havadai oved kachavim adaitei denafshi avim." Here the Gemara sticks in the word vadai, and it's a vadai that an oved kachavim might not have lishma. So again, it's the same machlokas of edik ksiva and edik hasima. Amar of Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, "Omer hayir Rav Meir, but Rav Meir would say otherwise." Afilu matza ba'ashpa. Even if you found it in the garbage, you're walking by the garbage dump, you see a get, lo and behold, hey, I always wanted to divorce my wife, I'll just pick up this, it's no problem. Why? Because he doesn't care about ksiva, all he cares about is the chasima. Afilu matza ba'ashpa, chosmo, you sign it, right, the names are the same, right, or you can even fill in the names, the names are empty, just fill in the names. The nasna law, and you give it to her, kosher, it's fine, it's kosher. Eisvei Abaya, Eisvei Rava L'Rav Nachman. Rava asks, wait a minute. It says in the Torah, V'kasav law l'shma. V'kasav law. My love, doesn't that mean k'sivas haget? And the Gemara says, no, lo. Chesimas edim. It means edim. How does the word k'siva mean chesima? So we said that already a few times. Right? There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that the writing could really also mean the signing. So we have precedent for that, that the k'siva could really mean the chesima. No, we pass it like a velazar. That edim is sirakarsi. Believe it or not. Goes against our American upbringing of signatures always. But yeah, we pass the Edim Mesira. It's the Ksiva is just a Hechsher. You have to write something. But the effectuation is not the signatures. There are signatures for other reasons. We don't want to mix it up with all the Shtaros. But what makes the get happen is the people watching it being transferred. Not the signatures. Like Rebbe Elazar. Right, that goes against our grain. But that's how we pass it. Eisvei Rava, kol get shenichtav shol shemisha puzzle. Rava said, we have a brisa that says, any get that's written not for a woman is puzzle. Doesn't that mean that has to be written l'shma? No, eima shenichtav shol shemisha puzzle. Changes to say that it wasn't signed for a woman. Now, that line is tomorrow's daf, where the Gemara is going to explain tomorrow that it says, "Kol get shenechtav shlol shom isha." A get's not written l'shma. And now that we're changing it to say it's not signed l'shma. Right? That's what it means. That's not l'shma. What's that case about, by the way? That case is about you're walking down the street and you're going down, you're passing by a sofer school and you're hearing the sofers write gets for practice. And you hear them writing, so-and-so, Ben so-and-so is going to divorce so-and-so, boss so-and-so. They say, ooh, I can save money now. I'll go get the cheap. It's my name. And my wife, unbelievable, what luck. Save money. So he goes in there and get. So Tosfos asks, what are you talking about? Now we're changing it to say chesima l'shma? What, the sofer's sign names too? That doesn't make any sense. Right? You hear the question? But we're changing it to say that it wasn't signed l'shma. We're changing it. Ema, rather, say that statement should say, shenechtam shlo l'shamisha pasul. If it's not signed for a woman, it's pasul. But we're talking about a school. We're going to say tomorrow, it's a sofer school. And the practicing writing gets. So if you happen to walk in there and say, hey, I'll take that one. No, that's pasul. It wasn't written l'shma. So now we're changing it to say it wasn't signed l'shma. How does that make any sense? You hear the question? So now we're saying that the line of the man. And we explain that means that because the Gemara is going to say, the Mishnah tomorrow is going to say two statements that both seem to be the exact same thing. That if it's not written l'shma, it's no good. So the Gemara says, no, first case is it's from a sofer school. And the second case is you wrote it yourself. So I would think maybe if you wrote it, it's different because you're the husband. So we say, no, it's no difference. So what does that mean? Tosfos says maybe they would practice signing also. They'd practice signatures. Why would they? I don't know. Maybe many times the sofer also is the aide because he's already there, sitting there. So he's right there already. So maybe the taka would practice signatures. Okay, next. Eisvei, we have a question. We have a statement that says, Kishu kosvo, when you write a get, even if you write only part of it, ki'ilu kosvo l'shma. In other words, once we know that you're starting to write a l'shma, so mistami, write the whole thing l'shma. We have to have every single letter that you wrote in l'shma. No, mistama, you're writing a l'shma, so you're writing a l'shma. My lav, doesn't that mean kishu kosvo l'torif l'shma? When you write the essentials l'shma, ki'ilu kosvo l'tofes l'shma, it's as if you wrote the tofes l'shma, the non-essentials, which means it has to be written l'shma. Well, no. Kishu kosmo l'shma, when you sign it l'shma, ki'ilu kosvo l'shma. We will treat it as if the whole thing was written l'shma. But in a chanami, it doesn't have to be written l'shma. It has to be signed l'shma. That's for Meir Shita. One more. V'ibai zeimu, or Hamani, easy way to get out of that one. Masnisin Rabbi Lazari, that's Rabbi Lazari. The Amar who said, Adim is here a karsi. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said, Vahusha Shire Makam Atorif. Yes, I understand that according to Rabbi Lazari, even the rest of it doesn't have to be written Lashma, as long as the essentials are written Lashma. The names, the date, that has to be written Lashma. What, the boilerplate stuff does not have to be written Lashma, only the essential stuff. Vachain Amar of Chaga, Meshweta Ula, Vahusha Shire Makam Atorif. You left over the important essentials that has to be written l'shma. Rebbe Lazari, and it's Rebbe Lazari. The Amar Rebbe Lazari, Rebbe Zvika, Amar Rav Yochanan, Eina Torah. No, that's not true. My Eina Torah. What does that mean? It's not Torah. Amar Rav Acha, Kan Hodiacha, She'ein Koach l'shma. Here you see that there's no such rule of l'shma for k'siva. Vira Meiri, and it's Rav Meir. The Amar who said Eidech Hasima Karsi, Eidech Hasima Karsi. So it's the same machlokas. Just machlokas. Eidi chasima, eidi chasima. For one second, two more lines. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. But we just had a statement that Rabbi Yochanan said that we hold up Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says, Amorai neinu valibra de Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, it's a machlokas among the students who Rabbi Yochanan said. Did he hold up Rabbi Meir? Did he hold up Rabbi Lazar? We have a machlokas. But this machlokas runs throughout. It's the whole masechta of this machlokas. Eidi mesira, eidi chasima. The Shulchan Aruch paskins to eidi mesira. Yeah. Right, because the writing of the get is nothing. Right, no kotzer may or non-Jew can write a get, exactly. Okay, all the action on the Gemara is right now. Here we go. Masnisen, here's today's action. Kol hakol k'sher in l'hovi is a get. Now, at first we said, who could write a get? Right, and we said, a cher shot of a cotton, how could that be if you're omid al-gabov? Now, who could bring a get? Who could be a shliach? So anyone could be a shliach, except... Chutz, except for Chere Shot of Kotan. Now these people cannot be Shliachs. They can't be Shliachs. Who else can't be a Shliach? Asuma can't be a Shliach. Why not? The Gemara will say. The Ovid Kochavim cannot be a Shliach. Why not? The Gemara will say. And who's not on the list? And then the Kanani is not on the list. Not on the list. Or a woman, right. Well, that woman, the Mishnah is going to say a woman in a second. Or it's tomorrow, or it's maybe it's a Mishnah tomorrow, but yeah.
To deliver
the get.
Not to accept.
Not to accept it. Right, the Gemara's going to get into that. We had this already once. The Gemara's going to get into that. It's a big Gemara over here. Now, Kibel Katan Vihigdil. If he took it when he was a Katan and on the way he became Bar Mitzvah boy. Or the Cheresh, when it was handed to him he was a Cheresh. Then on the way, Vinis Pakeach, he was able to hear now. Or Suma, he was blind, Vinis Patach, and he got his sight, he got his vision. Or Shote, he was a Shote, Vinishtafe, and on the way he became normal. Oved Kochavim, or he was a Goy, Vinizgayer, and he became a Ger. Puzzle. All those cases are puzzle. Why? Because he, at the time he was given to him, and the Shlichus began, he was no good. For whatever reason. I don't know. Would it matter if it's Eidi Mesira or Eidi Chasima? So maybe if you hold Eidi Chasima Karasi and they're just delivering it, it might not be a problem. Right? It might not be a who cares.
Well, you say the other way, that Eidi Mesira Karasi, at the time that the divorce is affected, he's confident.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, we'll get to in a minute, we're going to, because the mission is saying like now a little different. But, let's say Pikeach Vinis Charesh, he was normal, and on the way he becomes a Cheresh, V'chazav v'nis pakeach. But he ends up coming, right, for he has a momentary, he has a temporary insanity, temporary hearing loss, temporary blindness. But the bottom line is, it's okay.
Avol pakeach v'nis charish v'chazav v'nis pakeach. Or pasuach, he has vision, v'nis tami, he becomes temporary blind, v'chazav v'nis pakeach. And he ends up becoming fine. Shifu, he's normal, v'nishtate, he has temporary insanity, v'chozer, v'nishtate, and then he ends up becoming normal again. Kosher, that's kosher. That's kosher. Rabbi Chanan says, you see from over here,
that the reason why they're not b'nei shliach is because there's a problem of minui shlichus. That's the problem. Because if I appoint you when you're normal, and then you become crazy, that doesn't undo anything, as long as you end up being normal again. You became shot in the middle. No, the problem is the appointing. So when I appoint you, he's fine. Later on, he has problems, and then after that, he resolves the problems, that's all fine. Zakal, here's the rule. Kol shetchilas v'sofa bedas, as long as the beginning and the end is bedas, what happens to you in the middle, it's your problem, right? Between you and your psychiatrist, kosher, then you're kosher. It's a good get. It's a good shlichus. Now the Gemara says, Bishlam a chere shotev katan. I understand why a chere shotev katan are good. Delav b'nei deyaninhu. Because they don't have any das. They're not good. Why they're not good? Delav b'nei deyaninhu. They don't have any das. The Rambam, Hilchas Edus, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, says, because they're not b'nei mitzvah. But why does Rambam say that? I don't know. They're not b'nei mitzvah. Changes it. The Gemara says, they're not b'nei das. I don't have any das. How could you be a sheikh? I don't have any das. What? It's one of the requirements. You have to have das. You can't have. This comes up. Can you send a monkey? I think you can. Can you send the monkey for shalach manos? That's a good question. Because you know it's not shlichus. Can you send a monkey? It's a shaila. If you can send a monkey. Ella, it's in here. It's in the mesifta. Ella suma. What about a suma? Am I low? Why not? Why can't a suma? Why can't a suma bring a gap? Why can't he be a shliach? Amar of Sheshet, l'fisha eni yadoa, l'lmi not lo, l'lmi nosno. Because he doesn't know who's giving it, who's getting it. He can't see. Maskif la Rav Yosef, soha'ech suma mutar b'ishto. They're not going to assume everybody with his wife. He doesn't know who it is. Ha'ech b'nei adam mutarin b'nisho sehem. How can anybody ever be with their wife? Balayla, at night. Belial at night. How can anyone be with his wife? At night. Ella, what's the answer? B'tviyas eina dekala. You recognize the voice. Hachanami, here too, t'viyas eina dekala. The suma will recognize the voice. So why can't a suma be a shliach? We're going to give another reason now. The reason is going to be because we're talking about a case of b'fan and nechta. He's from overseas, and he asked the b'fan and nechta, and how can he say that? In front of me, he doesn't know. That's why Suma's no good. Oh, we're going to get to Yaakov in a second. Before we get to Yaakov, so two questions. First of all, why can't the wife say, by the way, that's like you said that yesterday, David. Why can't the wife say, I know this is, I'm going to be made, it's my husband. Right? We said, oh, how can Suma be with his wife at night? How can Suma be with his wife? Maybe it's not her. She'll say, no, it's me. So the Machesha says, the Gemara must be talking about a case where she's also blind. So she has the same problem as him. That's the Machesha. So what would it be if she wasn't blind? Then maybe we would rely on her. It's not Edus here. It's not a Davish of Erva. So maybe we would rely on her. That's one thing. So first of all, what about on the wedding night? What about the wedding night? It's not called, you don't even know her voice yet. How can we allow that? You don't know her voice yet. What? The Chassidus are wedded. They met one time. I have a cousin. They met one time. They haven't seen each other in 7 months now. They're engaged. So how could we allow it? So the answer is, who gives this answer? The answer is, it's from the Shitas HaKadmonim. Oh, because listen, there's a big wedding. There's a big chassida. And after the wedding, the two of them leave together, right? So Mistama, they're going home together. So that's how, it's just based on that. Right? It's a whole party for Rabim, a huge party, Rabim, Chassid and Kala, and they leave together. So, and then after that, they get to know each other's voices. Now, the famous question is, so Yaakov went into Yitzchak and faked his voice to pretend that he was Esav. And the Ramban says, that's what Yaakov was afraid of. So the Ramban, Rishon says, Yaakov was afraid that Yitzchak was going to recognize it's a different person. And when Yitzchak said, I call Yaakov, what did he mean? He meant like Rashi said, he's using Hashem's name, he's speaking in a nice nice kind of way, nice tone, not so gruff like Esav, so I don't understand. The Ramban says, Yaakov changed his voice to sound like his brother. So what do you mean you recognize voices? You could change your voice. Right? So how could a person rely on the voice of his wife? She could change her voice. Someone else could change her voice and be like the wife.
Yes, Yaakov himself got tricked.
Yes, that's
What do you mean Yaakov himself got
Shechem?
Oh, so that's, one second. So the Nechmad Lumara says that women don't have the ability to change their voices to sound like other women. Only men do. And that doesn't really, that's a, the Beis Aaron says, what kind of answer is that? It's not even true. So the Beis Aaron says that if a woman is in the house with you, and that is enough, that plus you recognize the voice, we're going to assume it's your wife. In other words, a woman takes care of your house, no? She's your wife. She takes care, she cooks, she cleans, she's in the house, and you recognize her voice, it's okay. The Chasam Sofer says, I'll say it in Hebrew to forestall any jokes, the Chasam Sofer says, it's Heker HaGuf. It's not just the voice, also her, it's also her body. Heker HaGuf. Those two factors will foreclose any other woman being there. Whether it's a blind person or even a regular person, Balila.
Why is it Chazak
not? What do you mean? Well, the Gemara has the Havamina. The Gemara has the Havamina. What about what's that? If the whole thing is recognizing that they don't recognize, they don't assume, can't recognize the voices of that signature signing and the whole event of the get, so you can't come bring it.
Say, man and woman living as husband and wife.
Right.
Right. So what are the chances that
we answered that. That's what the Beis Aaron said. Since she's in your house and she's doing the cooking and she's doing the cleaning and plus you recognize the voice from the stomach, it's fine. Right. That's basically what he's saying. Right. There's a few interesting, fascinating. Shailos and Shuvos that happened over the years. There was a Shuvos Yaakov in the 1700s has an unbelievable story. There were two Edim who he calls them Gaonim. He calls them Gaonim. Two Edim come and say as follows. We were out in the boondock somewhere and we saw somebody beating up somebody else. And we heard the guy screaming in pain. And he ended up dying. But we couldn't see his face. We never saw who it was. But based on his screaming, it was this woman's husband. And we are now being made that we heard the screaming, and we're going to be testified that he died. There's no shaila that these two, as I said, the Shuzakim calls these two Edom Gaonim. They were Chashuva people, no question of the Edis. The question was, could he let her get remarried now? And he ended up, he did not let her get remarried. Because he said, listen, there's no case like this in Shas. The closest we have is this Gemara about recognizing voices. But it's so rachok, the event was so rachok, and he was screaming, and he was in pain. I can't use that as a heter when I have the potential of an Eishes Ish over here. Even though he didn't question that what they said, he didn't question that their veracity. It was just not enough of a reason to matter her. So it's very interesting. Then there's a famous story with the I heard it with the Gra, but it's with. Here he quotes it from the Noda Yehuda. The Noda had a Shaila. A woman was married to a guy, but he went away for a long time. And this guy shows up and says, I'm the husband. Here I am. And the whole town comes out to greet him. Apparently she was some very fancy, very rich woman. And the husband comes into town, and everybody says, oh, it's him. We all recognize his voice. Recognize his voice. Remember him from years and years ago. And she comes to the Noda Yehuda, and she says, there's something I just don't... It's true. His voice sounds the same... Something I can't put my finger on. Something about him I don't know. So the Noda Yehuda said, "You know what? Let him come to Shul Shabbos and come back and tell me what happens." So they bring him to Shul Shabbos and they tell him, "Go to Yisi, go to your Makom Kavua." And he doesn't know where it is. He doesn't know where he's at. So they came to the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda said, "He's a fake. Nobody forgets their Makom Kavua." You have a Makom Kavua in a shul, you don't forget where that is. I mean, how many years goes by? He walked into the building, he didn't know where to go. It couldn't be him. And it turned out that it wasn't him. He had been on the battlefield where the guy died. The guy told him everything over, all about his life and everything, but never told him where his Makom Kavua was, because it's not on your radar screen when you're doing this kind of charade. And they were able to, they exposed him. But again, in the I think it's the Beis Aaron also. The Beis Aaron says, when you're dealing with voices, you have to be very careful. Right? When dealing with voices, you have to be very careful. There's another story, another case over here from the Avodas HaGrishuni, where a brother came back and said, I'm the brother, and they didn't recognize him. And of course, the father died, so they were coming to divide up the estate. Also, this guy said, I am the long-lost brother. So they said, yeah, we have a long-lost brother, but you don't look like him. You sound like him, but you don't look like him. So the Avodas HaGrishuni said, all we have is the voice. We have no other corroboration that he's the brother. So we're not going to allow that to inherit. What we have is the voice. Yeah, he sounds like the brother. A lot of people sound like a lot of people. There's no other. No one said he looks like him. So again, this is all these rare cases came up over the years. So it's very interesting about the voice. Okay, next. So why can't a summa be an aid? It can't be because of the he can't see the event. He can hear the event. He knows the voices. Ella, I'm Rav Yosef. Hacha b'chutz la'aretz askiyah. Because we're talking about a case from chutz la'aretz. The boy lemir b'fanechta b'fanechtam. You have to say b'fanechta b'fanechtam, and he can't say that. V'lo matzulah. How can he say that? In front of me, it was signed. He doesn't know. You want to tell me he heard the scratching of the quill? That's still not hearing it. That's still not seeing it. If that's true, then pasuach v'nestama. But what if he was normal, and then he became blind? Dematzi amar hachi. Dematzi amar. He should be able to say, I saw it. Now on the way I became blind. So the Gemara says, Hachanami Dikasha, you're right, that would be fine. Ay, Vahad Diktani, but it says in the Mishnah, Pesuach Vinestama Vachaza Vinestapeach. He was good vision, then he became blind, then he got his vision back. Kasher. Which implies, Chaza Vinestapeach, in only if he gets his vision back. Lo Chaza Vinestapeach, lo. But if he doesn't get his vision back, it'll be no good. So the Gemara says, no. Hu adin dafagaf to lo chazav v'nistapech. Really, even if he doesn't get his vision back, it would be good. As long as he had vision at the time it was done, he becomes blind later, it's okay. So why does the Mishnah have to say he gets his vision back? For parallelism to the other cases. Because in the cases of the other cases, diktani, I'm sorry. Hu adin dafagaf to lo chazav v'nistapech. I did diktani, shafva v'nishtata v'chazav v'nishtata. He was normal, he became crazy, and then he became normal again. And in that case, he has to be normal at the time he comes. Taima de chazav v'neshtatva. That's only good because now he's normal. Halo chazav v'neshtatva, lo. But if he's not normal now, but he was normal, but now he's crazy, he would not be able to say, before and after I ever bring this get. So therefore, for parallel reasons, lo tananami pasuach v'neshtapeach v'chazav v'neshtapeach. It says for parallel reasons, he got his vision back. But in Echanami, he doesn't have to get his vision back. Dekanami, Amravashi, Dekanami, Diktani, Zehaklal. The last one says Zehaklal, Kol Shetchilasa Vesofa Bedas Kosher. Velo Katani doesn't say Kol Shetchilasa Vesofa Bekashrus Kosher. Doesn't say Kashrus, it says Das. So he has to, Asuma has Das. Even when he was Asuma, he has Das. The key is the Das. So by Asuma, he doesn't have Das. He had Das the whole time. What's the problem? The problem is vision. Okay, so you had vision when you saw it happen. You can come now and say before and after. That's perfectly fine. You lost your vision along the way. That's terrible. Doesn't puzzle you. But if you were normal now and now you're crazy, now you wouldn't accept your shlichus. Why? You have to have das at the end. Shema Amina, that's a good raya. And that's how we end off the discussion of Suma.
So you can't send you again like with FedEx.
You can't send it with FedEx. No. No, because it has to be given, right, it has to be the whole, we're going to get to that right now. Yes, yes. Now, we're gonna, that's today and it's also tomorrow, the same idea about who can be the shliach of the Baal. So, boy minei remer of Ami. They asked the following question to Rav Ami. Eved, ma'u shi'asa shliach lekabel get isha miyad baila. Can an Eved Kenani be a shliach to accept a get from a man? In other words, he's going to be the shliach of the woman. Rashi says, Hu adin, if he's the sheikh of the Baal. But that was the question they posed in the yeshiva. They were sitting in the yeshiva that day, that's the question they asked. But in a chanami, it makes no difference if it's a sheikh le Kabbalah to accept it, or sheikh le Holacha, or the one to bring it. It makes no difference.
You could say not that, you know.
That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says in a minute. So Amalahu, so they answer back, you know what? Midikapasole le Ovid Kochavim. The Mishnah said, an Ovid Kochavim is no good. Michlal de Evid Kasher. So an Eved would be good. He's not on the list. He's not on that list. Well, he would be good. Why not? Now, we assume it's good for both ways. So Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Ein ha-Eved nasa shlech l'kabel get, l'isha miyad baila. An Eved cannot be a good get for Kabbalah. Why not? L'fisha ena b'toras gitinu kedushin. Because he's not b'toras gitinu kedushin. What about our Mishnah? It's not on the list. Our Mishnah said, so the Rimi Gash says, the famous sheet of the Rimi Gash, says, only Shlich LeKabbalah Eved Kenani can't be. But our Mishnah was talking about Shlich LeHalacha, that he could be. What's the difference? So an Eved Kenani cannot be the Shlich of the wife to receive the get, but he can be the Shlich of the Baal to send it. That's what the Rimi Gash says. because our Mishnah doesn't mention an Eved Kenani. It's not on the list of Pasels. You're right, to a sender he could be, but he can't be for a receiver. What's the difference? So the Rimi Gash says, the difference is because the Ramban explains that the reason why a Shliach can't be, an Eved Kenani can't be a Shliach LeKabbalah, is because a Shliach LeKabbalah is what effectuates the get. What does that mean? Those are words. What does that mean? So the Avnei Meluim says, according to the Rimi Gash, you can give a get to a woman, and let's say she doesn't even know it's a get. Lady, do me a favor. I have a bunch of documents. Can you hold these for me? There's loan documents. There's the newspapers in there. Can you hold all this for me? And when you gave it to her, the get's in there too. It's a pikadon. You could then tell her later, by the way, I gave you a get in there also. And now you're divorced. The Rimi Gash held, that's mutter. You can give her, it doesn't have to be the Nesina, does not have to be with the intention of being a Nesina. You can do that. But you can't do that for Kabbalah. In other words, so therefore, I can have an Eved Kenani be a Shliach LaHolacha. Why? Because the Nesina doesn't have to be L'Shem Get. But the Kabbalah has to be L'Shem Get. Therefore, if you have an Eved Kenani being the Shliach LaKabbalah, it won't be good. No, it doesn't make any sense?
The reason why Goy can't be a shliach, as Mar said, was Lav Bar Heteru. So would that apply equally to Eved Kenani?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Tosfos says that's why he says Lav Bar Heteru, and it doesn't say Lav Bnei Bris, because we want to include Eved Kenanis also.
So there shouldn't be a distinction between Kabbalah and Kabbalah.
I don't know. That's Tosfos' shot. Maybe Tosfos argues out of this whole lamdas. Now, Rabbi Chanan says even more. The Rambam says that when you want to appoint a shliach to send over the get, do you have to do that in front of Edom? I'm hereby appointing you to be my shliach. No. But the Rambam says that when a woman appoints a shliach to accept the get, that has to be done in front of Edom. Why? Because that's a davar sheva erva. That's exactly the same point. Shliach lekabbalah is different than a shliach leholacha. It has to be done in front of Edom. That's the mamash and effectuation of a get. Again, the giving is different than the receiving. And the stipler says, even to drive home the point even further, the stipler says, the chalos of this get happens when she receives it. It happens to be the only way she's ever going to receive it is when he gives it to her. She can't pick it up off the floor. We're going to have that tomorrow. She cannot pick it up off the floor. The only way she can ever get it is if he gives it. But that's not the chalos. The chalos is her receiving it. So it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. The receiving it and the giving it are two different worlds. So the receiving it has to be with a normal person. The giving it, that could be with an Eved Kenani. Why not? That's not the chalos. The chalos is only the receiving it. That has to be with a kosher. That can't be with an Eved Kenani. That's why the Rimi Gash says what he says. Okay? Good? Okay. Now, Maskefalo Rabbi Lazar, time, the whole reason is B'milsa D'lesa. It's because since the Eved Kenani is not betoras getinu kedushin, therefore he can't be a shliach. Have a milsa de issa. But if, what if he would be kosher? Would be kosher. Wait a minute. Va'ovir gachavim va'akusi. What about a guy or a kusi? To ha'isnehu betoras truma. They have to give truma dinaf shayhu for their own field. Big sugya. Ditnan ha'ovir gachavim va'akusi shetar mishmishalehem trumas on truma. If they have a field in Eretz Yisrael, they have to give truma on their own fields. Vitnam, but we also learned, if a guy is a shliach of a Jew, I feel a brishus, even if the Jew gave him permission. Yeah, guy, Chris, my neighbor, you take off my truma for me. Ain't truma, so truma. That's not truma. My time, why not? Lav mishum, dichsiv, because it says in the pasuk, atem, gam atem. Right, that's how we know the Indian of shlichus, gam atem, you also. Ma atem Yisrael af shulchachem Yisrael. So, and a guy and an Eved Kenani would be the same business. So even if they are in the parsha, they still can't be a shliach. So you said the only reason an Eved can't be a shliach is because it's not betorah. But even if he is betorah, he can't be a shliach. So the Gemara says, no. Ami dever aviyane lo ma atem bnei bris af shulchachem lo ma atem bnei bris af shulchachem bnei bris. And an Eved Kenani is bnei bris. He is B'nai Bris. He has mitzvot. He might not be classified as a Yisrael, but he's certainly B'nai Bris. So, Goyim are out. Eved Kenanim, it depends.
Amar b'chi ab'av, amar b'yochanan, eino eved nasit shlich l'kabel get ishim yad baila, l'fish eino toris begitin u'kedushin. Because they're not considered in the parsha of gitin and kedushin. V'af al pi sheshaninu. Even though we learned, this is from left field. Hare at shifcha v'lavadecha ben chorin. If a guy gives a master, gives a get shichur to his shifcha, and says, your baby is free. You're not free. Your baby is free. Im haisa ubra, if she's pregnant, zach salo, she accepts the shtar shichur on behalf of the baby. And the baby will go free. Mai im haisa ubra zach salo. What on earth is this all about? So ki asa rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, amar rav Yochanan, tarti. Rav Yochanan said two rules. First, he said rule number one, that eved cannot be a shech lekabala. Then he said, Amar, nirin devroyim, she eved mekabal get lechaveiro miyad rabba shel chaveiro. Slave number one can accept shtar shechur for a different slave from a different master. So master number one can go to slave number two and say, I'm giving you this shtar shechur to free my eved. That's fine. Avolo miyad rabba shelo. But a master can't go to one of his avadim and say, I'm giving you a shtar shichur to feed another one of our avadim. Why? Because the hand of an eved is like the hand of a master. So when he gives it to his own eved, like he's giving it to himself. That will not free the friend. That will not free the other eved. But if he gives it to a different master's eved, that will work. He's not his master. So the master can give a get shichur to another slave down the block. And by the way, you're accepting this on behalf of my eved. That will work. But he can't give it to his own eved. Because when he gives it to his own eved, it's like he's giving it to himself. It's never going to transfer to the other eved. And if you want to whisper and say, halacha shnuya, this is the halacha that we learned. So then how can a man give a shtar shichur to his own shifcha on behalf of her baby when he's giving it to his shifcha, he's giving it really to himself? How is that going to work? So the Gemara says, "Amar lo shnei gedolei hador pirshu es hadavar." Two gedolim explained it. Reb Zera, Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Chad Amar. You know what? Hamani Rebbe he. This is Rebbe, the Amar who said, "Hamashach rachatzi avdo kana." You could free half an eved, said Rebbe. And the Chad Amar, my time of the Rebbe, b'hai kasavar ubar yerech imuhu. The ubar is just considered one of the limbs of the mother. V'nasik kamisha hikna lo echad meivareha. So it's as if she was freeing one of her evarim. That you could do. Rebbe said you could do that. Rebbe said you could do that. So when the master gives the shtar to the shifcha on behalf of the baby, he's really like freeing like one of her legs, which Rebbe held you could do. Rebbe also held adamach the davar shelo bala olam, which is why we don't have a problem with that over here. The baby's not born yet. Rebbe held it's okay. Others say that did only applies by sales. That you can't sell something that doesn't exist, but you can be free something that doesn't exist. That you could do. You can't sell something that doesn't exist, but you can free something that doesn't exist. Okay? We'll do the Mishnah, and then we'll... Now, we said once in Yavamos that we allow single people, even women, to say that they saw some husband die. But we don't want women to be stuck, not knowing what's going on with these women. So we allow even women to be made on them. Even women. Even one woman. Forget one man, even a woman. But there are five women who we don't believe. Why? Because we don't trust them because they always don't like the husband. Who's that? The mother-in-law. Right? The mother-in-law never likes the son-in-law. So we don't believe, right? The sister-in-law. Well, these are five women. But when it comes to bringing a get from Adina Tayyam, we will believe all these women. Everyone will believe. Why? There's no reason not to believe them. We have a get. We have a document that says a divorce. She doesn't like her son-in-law. She wants him to really mess him up. Doesn't make a difference. Now it's going to be reversed. It's going to be her mother. Right? The wife's... In other words, the husband's mother. The husband's mother is going to bring a get and say, my son divorced my daughter-in-law. Thank goodness. So we don't assume that she's lying. And why is she doing that? She's doing that because she wants the daughter to go get remarried, and then it'll turn out she's married to two men, and she'll have to divorce both of them. We don't assume that. Why? Because they have a document. When it's an oral, I saw him die in the battlefield, we don't know what to believe. So her, we don't trust, but here we trust him. That's what this Mishnah says. By law, even though there are women that are not believed to say the husband died, they're believed to bring a get. Who are these five women? Chomasa, the Baal's mother, Ubas Chomasa, the Baal's sister, Vitzarasa, a co-wife,
or via vimta, a sister-in-law, right? Because if the brother dies, if the husband dies, then the brother will marry her too. So I don't want a co-wife. So we don't believe her in those contexts. We'll believe her here. Ubas baila, the husband's daughter from a previous marriage. Right? She's never liked the stepmother, right? Na ben get lemi. So what's the difference? The difference is, shehaksav mochiach. The ksav is mochiach. Now, also, isha atzma viyetz gita, the woman herself could bring a get, ulvachi tzmichalama fa'nechta fa'nechtam, as long as she says fa'nechta fa'nechtam. All right, we'll stop here. The Gemara's going to ask tomorrow, how could she say that? The minute she gets to get, she's divorced, no? The Gemara will ask that tomorrow. All right, everyone have a good day. I said in the morning, the sponsor. Okay? She is sponsored by the Ginsburg family, the Lanishwas, Benachem Yaakov, and Aaron Baruch Halle.